The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Let's get into our discussion with Greg Best, the executive chef of Cut and Spago by Wolfgang Puck. Greg began his training at Le Cordon Bleu in Pasadena, California, before joining the original Spago in Beverly Hills. I was at that original Spago back in the 80s, right after it first opened.
That's how old you are.
I lived down the street from it. That was you could barely get in the place for months and months.
Sure.
But now Cut at Marina Bay Sands is here, blending Asia with California cuisine. Greg Best, great to have you on with us today. What do you got cooking in the kitchen today?
Hey, it's great to be here with you guys. Thanks for having me on. So, at Spago, I think we added this tremendous opportunity when we opened in 2015 to do what we were doing in Beverly Hills, which was basically taking local ingredients, farm-to-table type ingredients, and making and being creative with those and drawing from regional influences, both culinarily. So it was really exciting to bring certain dishes that I really had a strong feeling for being in Singapore for 10 years. I mean, I love laksa. I love jackfruit. Mm-hmm. I love all the cuisine here. It's, coming here was pretty incredible because the flavors and the cooking that was done here in Singapore, especially, we have nothing like that in Los Angeles.
Greg, so it's interesting. I was going to say, Greg, it's interesting you mentioned laksa there. When you said laksa, Katong laksa, I immediately think of Gordon Ramsay when he did the big laksa cook-off against locals. And it reminds me of how, precious, obviously, understandably, Singaporeans are about their dishes, their regional dishes. And, when they hear that they're going to be fused, it's quite a challenge. I mean, so did you take that on board at how intimidating it can be to fuse well-established popular dishes in Singapore with your own Californian cuisine?
Well, I think especially with laksa, that was so it was a food that I really love. Mm. And so I thought, if I loved it enough, if I took my time and I tried to make something that was delicious, that I tried to honor it the best way I could. And I tried to make it a taste using local ingredients, sourcing things from the markets here or in Malaysia. I thought if I could do that and cook it simply, I thought that, people would like it. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking when we first opened and that was on the menu. But you know what? Everyone really, really loves it. And that was just, and I'll go out to the dining room. I'll talk to guests as often as I can and just to get their feedback. And everyone's like, wow, this is really, really good. This is really, really good. So my chef, our corporate culinary chef, his name is Chef Lee Hefter. He was, when we first opened, he was here and he asked me to cook laksa for him and he ate it. And he's like, you know what? He's like, that's the best thing that you've ever put in front of me. So I was like, and then still, I'm still trying to outdo myself, but some things just work. So it was really nice. The reception has been great for the food that we're doing here at Spago.
Well, I have to ask the follow-up question that every single Singaporean is thinking right now. How did you do it? What's your secret to your laksa?
Failure. I failed a lot. I made it. And I remember this was before we opened Spago. I was working at Cut. And it was actually, I had no idea that we were going to open Spago at the time. It was just because I loved making it. I loved eating it. So I was like, all right, someone challenged me. They're like, why don't you make it? I'm like, all right, I'll take you up on that. So I kind of figured out a recipe. And then it was just like, trial and error. And everyone in that kitchen at the time, they were so diverse. There were people from Malaysia. There were people from Singapore. There were people with Peranakan heritage. And I put it in front of them, every single one of them. And for a while, everyone was like, oh, this is terrible.
And eventually,
good to have honest friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. They're very, very honest. And it was a good learning experience for me how to taste and then understand and get the feedback and try to capture what people were what resonated with people. And I think after the 20 or 25th version, people were like, hey, that's really good. That's really good. So I was like, okay. So, you know, we had it on the menu. So I, before Spago opened, I went back to Beverly Hills to do the menu with the chefs there. Chef Lee, Chef Tetsu at the time was the CDC or Chef de Cuisine at Spago. And so they said, okay, what's on the menu? And I would always say, okay, we're going to do this laksa dish. We're going to do this laksa dish. And through all the menu development that we did, we never focused on this laksa dish. So, you know, flash forward, we were about to open in October of 2015. And my chef comes to me and he says, so where's this laksa dish? And I'm like, I don't have it. So he's like, well, you better figure it out because we go live, we open. So I was like, all right, what do I? And we, you know, sometimes, you know, like when you're pressured to do something, you know, like from pressure comes diamonds, you know.
Every day we get that.
You know, I had an hour to figure it out. So I was like, okay, get this, grab this, you get this, get this. And I got on the wok and we did these dry fried rice noodles and we did this broth and we pan seared this fish and kind of put it all together and it made sense. And you know, some things in the kitchen, you try and try and try and try to get right, and you still fail. And some things, they just work. They just click. And that was one of those dishes. And so, look, it's been on the menu since we've opened. So
nice. Wonderful. We're in conversation with Greg Best, the executive chef at Cut and Spago by Wolfgang Puck. It is hard to believe, Greg, that Cut has been at MBS since 2010 already, 11 years. That time has just gone so quickly. And I know you joined more recently than the very, very beginning. But as you're looking now at reimagining the California cuisine into the Asian sphere, we've talked about laksa, of course. Cut was always known for its beef, right? For its amazing cuts of domestic beef from the U.S., from Australia, from Japan, the Wagyu. As you're looking now, you know, from farm to table, nose to tail, as you've often said, where does the restaurant go from here? What is the next sort of trend or iteration of the food that we will see at Cut and Spago? What's new and exciting?
You know, I was fortunate enough to come to Singapore actually in 2010. So I was on the opening team of Cut as well. So
great. I didn't realize that.
You know, and we opened with a very, you know, the original Cut opened in 2008 in Beverly Hills. And we opened shortly after that because it was such a great concept. So, you know, we tried to stay as true to the original concept as we could. But I think that one of the opportunities we had being in such a region as Singapore, we had Australia nearby, we had Japan, we had Europe, we had, you know, the U.S., we were kind of centrally located. And so we had this opportunity to kind of bring in very, very cool boutique kind of styles of beef producers and things like that. You know, at the time, we were able to bring in produce from California as well. And showcase that on the menu at Cut. So I think, you know, as far as like where's things going, I think that we always try to introduce new things and we always try to move forward and be progressive with the food, even though it's a steakhouse. Still showcasing, you know, very, very seasonal ingredients. You know, Wolfgang has always been about getting the greatest ingredients, preparing them simply. He has an expression, I don't think I can say it on the radio, but it says get the best ingredients you can and don't mess them up. So,
or but
I think you know that he has different words for that. So, but I mean, that's always been the mantra, right? That's always been, you know, I've been with Wolf for 17 years and that's always what he talked about. And that's always what he wanted with his food. So I think that, you know, it's hard to not enjoy a really great piece of beef that's prepared properly. Really great vegetables, ingredients. I mean, it's hard to outdo that. I think that that's a really great concept. And I think that that's what's worked for Cut for so many years. And that's why after 11 years, it's still an amazing place to go celebrate or have a great steak or glass of wine or just, you know, enjoy company or friends. Or so, I think that Cut's a really, really, really great place to work.
Yeah. You mentioned beef there, Greg. That's very timely because, of course, Singapore government and Singapore generally is trying to move towards a more sustainable lifestyle, both in terms of food preparation, diet, and just our everyday lifestyle. I mean, what are you guys doing there to try to make a more sustainable kitchen? Because I know that's one of your key aspects.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think sustainability is progressive for everyone. And I think that if you're paying attention, there are ways to be sustainable that not only encompass food, but other things. I mean, look, we're looking, like I highlighted before, that, you know, we're looking at different cuts of beef from smaller producers, more sustainable, grass-fed, organic, specialty things that we have on the menu. Also, you know, there's, you know, we use corn-based plastics whenever we can. Biodegradable takeaway containers. We try to utilize as much waste as much vegetables as we can. Nose-to-tail cooking. Sometimes we use offcuts. You know, I think that we're always learning and we're always trying to find a better way to do things.
Would we see, Greg? Would we see non-animal products in terms of the meats that you would have?
You know, I think that people want to eat beef, and I think that people enjoy a nice steak. Non-animal products, you know, I really can't speak to that. For me, if I'm going to go out, I want to eat a steak. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's true for a lot of people.
And that's what Cut is obviously known for over the years.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think we have a lot of vegetarian options too, which is possible. I mean, we do pastas, we do a lot of different salads and starters and side dishes. It's pretty amazing. So it's not just, I mean, look, it's a steakhouse. It's a great steakhouse, but there are a lot of other options for other people. We have vegans come all the time and they say, what can you do for us? So, you know, and then that's a challenge to the kitchen too, like for our creativity and to try to express ourselves, not just, you know, as a steakhouse, but more than that.
You mentioned, you know, guests' requests there. I'm just curious, having worked in two very different countries, how is the audience, how is the average diner different or similar in Singapore as it might be in, say, in California?
You know, I think that people in Singapore are quite discerning and they're quite, they eat very well. They know what good food is. And I think that if you stay true to that and you serve a really good product, I think the response is really, really positive. But I think that's it's a good challenge. I think the market in Singapore is very competitive. There's a lot of really great restaurants, really great chefs. You know, for a country as small as we are, I think we're spoiled for choice. I mean, from top to bottom, high end to hawker centers to mid-level, I think there's really great food to be had, and I think that it's really competitive. So it's important to do your best and try to be as forward thinking or as you can.
Yeah, we're talking with Greg Best, the executive chef of Cut and Spago by Wolfgang Puck. Greg, kind of close off the conversation. A lot has been said over the past year, especially with the way COVID has impacted businesses and individuals. People are retraining, upskilling, trying to find new careers. I know you manage a staff of some 70 people for the restaurant. First of all, how has that been for Cut and for Spago over the past year? And secondly, more broadly, what are you seeing as the skill level of chefs and cooks and people in the restaurant business in Singapore? Personally, I've seen it really grow in the past 10 or 12 years, but what's your impression of that?
You know, I think that it's important to stay connected with each other. In terms of, you know, 70 team members that we have here between both Cut and Spago, I think communication is very important. I think, you know, every day we sit down with each other and we talk about the strengths and the weaknesses from the service the night before, and we try to focus on how we can do better that day. I mean, look, we've chosen this life, right, to be in the kitchen, and everyone knows it's, you know, it can be quite daunting at times, and I think we all like a challenge. And so in terms of, you know, how COVID affected us, I think we just looked at it as a challenge. And we, you know, what can we do better today? How can we evolve or pivot and adapt to the new things that are coming our way? And I think that we've done a really good job. And that's kudos to the tremendous team that I have working with me.
That's good. That's good to hear. And obviously, I think that communication element has been so important. Just a couple of quick mentions from our Facebook Live friends. Mike Ang, our regular viewer on Facebook Live, saying he's tried the spaghetti laksa, which was awesome. So you got a big fan there. And Matt McDonald says, don't forget the amazing liquid menu. Cocktails are just as well put together by Chef Lee. So that is, of course, you have quite a cocktail area and lounge as well. So people going there for that, too, in addition to a good steak.
The cocktail program is amazing. I think, you know, the lounge. So Spago, going back to Spago, we have two different sides. We have a dining room, really nice, elegant dining room. But we also have this really amazing outdoor terrace, which has great cocktails, great food. You know, some people go there and kind of like just watch the sun go down. It's a really cool place to hang out, for good for families, for date night. Really, really cool space. So if you haven't been here, you should check it out.
Greg Best, thank you so much. Executive chef at Cut and Spago by Wolfgang Puck at MBS. Really appreciate your time today and continued good luck.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thanks, Greg.
Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.